DoorDash had a problem. As their cloud-native environment scaled and developers delivered new features, their monitoring system kept breaking down. In an organization where data is used to make better decisions about technology and about the business, losing observability means the entire company loses their competitive edge. With Chronosphere, DoorDash is no longer losing visibility into their application suite. The key? Chronosphere is an open-source compatible, scalable, and reliable observability solution that gives the observability lead at DoorDash Business confidence and peace of mind. Read the full success story at snark.cloud/chronosphere. That's snark.cloud/chronosphere. Hello and welcome to the Last Week in AWS podcast. We took a day off for Labor Day. Happy Tuesday. Let's get after it. A new sign-in experience is now generally available for Amazon QuickSight. The old sign-in approach that I take of not using QuickSight remains fully operational. Announcing support for crawler history in AWS Glue. Now the memory of that time you really screwed up writing a crawler can live on for future generations of screw-up. Announcing VMware Cloud on AWS integration with Amazon FSx for NetApp on tap. A few people are really excited about this, but the rest of us genuinely don't understand what the hell the fuss is all about. This would have been a huge deal a decade ago, but today it's very much solving for a problem that's been routed around in myriad ways. Introducing AWS Application Discovery Service Agentless Collector, a new discovery tool for AWS Application Discovery Service. This is absolutely free to use because the one thing that beats AWS's desire to charge you for every API call is Amazon's desire to hoover up information about exactly what it is you're running on-prem. AWS announces open-sourced credential fetcher to simplify Microsoft AD access from Linux containers. Ooh, don't like this. It threatens my usual answer to how do we join this Linux thing to Active Directory, which is you don't. Announcing workload consolidation for Carpenter, bin packing as an open source service. Automate AWS Control Tower guardrail management through APIs. I'm getting mighty tired of managing Control Tower via ClickOps, so this is a welcome release. Enterprise OnRamp support is now supported with AWS Outposts. Their Enterprise Lite support offering is now sufficient, so technically for an outpost, you need both an OnRamp and a loading dock. Estimate the cost for your architecture solution with AWS Pricing Calculator. Having used this for a comparison last week, I can report that it's still finicky and annoying. It doesn't really take into account the mindset of a person using this thing to solve an actual question. Put yourself in that position, try to get an answer that's usable out of this thing, and its shortcomings will become immediately apparent. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Sysdig. Sysdig secures your cloud from source to run. They believe, as do I, that DevOps and security are inextricably linked. If you want to learn more about how they view this, check out their blog. It's definitely worth the read. To learn more about how they are absolutely getting it right from where I sit, visit sysdig.com and tell them that I sent you. That's sysdig.com. And my thanks to them for their continued support of this ridiculous nonsense. Now open AWS region in the United Arab Emirates or UAE. With this launch, AWS now spans 87 availability zones within 26 and a half geographic regions around the world. Wait, what's half of a region? This one. Because at launch, it's missing a whole mess of key stuff, almost as if someone was rushing to get this thing launched before the end of August so they could get their bonus. V2 API gateways, Graviton Lambdas, and AMIs that aren't Windows or an old version of Amazon Linux 2 were missing at launch day from my quick exploration. Gotta say, the customer experience on this one kinda sucked. Deploying AWS Lambda functions using AWS controllers for Kubernetes ACK. No, this isn't the way. What I would do instead, if I wanted to cross these streams and worked at AWS, is to build in native support for running Lambda functions as pods. It's not entirely as ridiculous as it may sound. Addressing IPv4 address exhaustion in Amazon EKS clusters using private NAT gateways. If your workload doesn't support IPv6, you will absolutely pay through the bloody nose for it. Amazon Workspaces Application Manager, Amazon Wham! Is retiring. Holy crap, AWS is Googling something. Sure, it's a little used service that's long been replaced by better options, but it's still rare to see. Once again, that's called Amazon. Wham! Find the most evaluated AWS config rules using AWS CloudTrail Lake. Having just had to do something similar to this, I'm annoyed that they're avoiding the real answer of make it extremely obvious which rule or rules is driving the cost of config sky high all of a sudden. And finally, scaling AI and machine learning workloads with Ray on AWS. Sorry, Ray, I know you're new here, but you just got the absolute crappiest work assignment as a human autoscaler. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Enjoy this short week.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.